Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer of the program that is designed to bring you information that you can use. And that's why we ask you to make it a point to come ready to not only listen, but to grasp the information so that, well, you can put it into play in your lives. That's what we want to do. That's why we challenge ourselves. We grow ourselves. We grow together. And I tell you what, that's what it's about, growing. Speaking of growing, this is Power Friday. I want to give you an idea of what is coming up Monday. A couple of weeks ago, several of you had an opportunity to hear Pastor Michael Gamble as he joined me and spoke with me about the power of purpose. How many of you heard Pastor Gamble, Michael Gamble, speaking with me? Like I said, about 2 weeks ago. It was in January, 2 weeks ago on a Monday. And I was speaking with him about the power of purpose. Let me let you hear a little bit of that conversation.
Absolutely. That is so powerful, sir, because as I look at the life of David, David said, a bear showed up, I kill a bear. David said, a lion showed up. He's like, you know, I was being prepared and didn't know I was being prepared. Yes. And then all of a sudden, here come Goliath. He said, if God prepared me for a time as this, and he came up against that uncircumcised Philistine and took him down, because it was part of his purpose that God has for his life. And so we can see even in David's life how God prepared him for that ultimate goal to be the king. And we understand, you said something that was so renowned, because anytime intimacy takes place in our lives with God, it produces fruit.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a chance to hear that discussion. I'm telling you, Pastor Michael Gamble really shared some rich insights with us that day. The focus was the power of purpose. The power of purpose. And I'm telling you, actually, it was on a Tuesday, January 22nd. Tuesday, January 22nd is when he joined me to talk about that. And it was great. Well, he'll be joining us again this coming Monday, February 4th at 1 o'clock. Pastor Michael Gamble will be joining me. He'll be speaking with us about the relevance of predestination. Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, it was the power of purpose. Monday, a few days from now, it will be the relevance of predestination. There is an awesome tie in there, a great connection between those two topics. And so if you didn't get a chance to hear when I spoke with Pastor Gamble 2 weeks ago, again, you can go to Tuesday, January 22nd. Go to speakingwith.com and go to January 22nd, or you can go to the website speakingwith.com, and if you're using your smartphone, you can put his name in the search bar. The program will bring it right on up. Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019, Michael Gamble, The Power of Purpose. And you can hear that. It's that conversation is really going to be a great segue to the discussion that he'll bring to us this coming Monday. And so if you have the time to listen to our first conversation between now and Monday, I encourage you to do so. But if for whatever reason you can't get that into your ears between now and Monday, no sweat. Just when you can. Just when you can. I guarantee you. He really brought some rich insights, and I really believe he inspired and empowered many of us. And so again, the voice you just heard, Pastor Michael Gamble, will be joining us again this coming Monday at 1 o'clock in the p.m. on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. right here at 1550 a.m., The Voice, 1 o'clock. Pastor Michael Gamble, right here on WTHB AM 1550. All right, it is Power Friday, and of course, man, that was, I do consider that a power announcement, because you're talking about rolling spiritual perspectives together with Power Friday and motivational moments. I mean, I would say spiritual perspectives and motivational moments, because I'm telling you, he was talking with us from scripture about purpose and motivating us at the same time. So again, I encourage you, if you can be with us, be with us. All right. It is, again, Power Friday, and this Power Friday, our focus will be health matters. I am so glad that we're still talking health matters. Wow, for what, about 10 years now? Yes, roughly 10 years now. Health matters, along with educational matters, along with business matters, along with spiritual perspectives, all of that. For about 10 years, we've been doing that. And again, because all of these matters matter. Of course, our time for relationships. I've been talking relationships for years, ever since we've been on the program. And I tell you, when you're talking about building individuals, when you're talking about building relationships, race relations, family relations, gender relations, you name it, ladies and gentlemen, our lives center on all of that, relationships. And the better we do at cultivating those relationships, the better we make life for ourselves as well as for other people. And that is what it's about, making life better for ourselves and for other people. And so that's one of the main reasons that speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. is broadcast through the airwaves. We want to have an opportunity to do what we can to join those who are adding something positive to the airwaves, something constructive to the airwaves, so that when people decide that they want to turn that radio on or they want to pull something off the internet, we're one of the many people who are providing something that builds up, that builds the good. All right, so health matters. We're going to be grabbing hold of it from Medical News Today as we take a look at our immune cells and cancer. And later, Psychology Today is going to take us through the health of our personalities. How many of you would consider yourselves to have healthy personalities? Not just vibrant, but healthy. Well, that's what we're going to look at later today as we move through Power Friday. First, let's take a look at what's happening with our physical health as we take a look at how our immune cells may be able to deal with cancer tumors. You know, we talked quite a bit. We talked from time to time about how we have this issue wherein we've been taking antibiotics, sometimes deliberately, sometimes unintentionally. And our overuse of the antibiotics have given the antibiotics opportunity to grow stronger, 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 and if you will, smarter. They become more knowledgeable about how our immune systems fight them, so that they can overcome our immune systems. Can you imagine that kind of battle going on inside our bodies? And that's what the experts will tell you is really about. The immune system is there to fight and to defeat enemies that in one way or another make their way into our bodies. Enemy bacteria, enemy viruses, enemy cells of some kind that make their way into our bodies to try to give us a hard time, sometimes trying to kill us. And our immune systems need to figure out, it is about strategy too. It's not just about power. It's also about strategy. Our immune systems need to figure out how the enemy is fighting them so that they can come up with a battle plan and grow stronger so that they can defeat the enemies that are giving our bodies such a hard time. Well, researchers are developing a strategy to arm our immune system's debris eaters, quote unquote, debris eaters against cancer. Immunotherapy is a type of treatment that focuses on boosting the body's own immune response against cancer tumors. This is a type of therapy that's become more popular over the past few years, and researchers really have made it a priority to understand better how cancer cells and specialized immune cells interact with each other. I'm serious when I tell you, one or the other is going to be beating up on the other. Either the enemy cells that get into our bodies are going to beat up on the cells of our immune system, or the cells of our immune systems are going to beat up on the enemy cells. As a matter of fact, that's what happens with just about any kind of disorder we get. Doesn't matter whether it's the flu, a cold, you name it. Some enemy cells get into the body and start doing their thing. And sometimes it's just a matter of giving our immune systems time to kind of catch up with what the enemy cells are doing so they can get to the point where they can overwhelm them and shut them down. And then we start feeling better. When the antibiotics work, they're helping our immune system overcome, overwhelm, shut down the enemy cells. Sometimes our immune system needs the cavalry to come in. They need backup. And the antibiotics, other medications serve as the backup. So they come on in, they do their thing, and before you know it, we're finally feeling good again. Sometimes, though, for whatever the reason or reasons, our immune system, even with help, has a difficult time overcoming the enemy cells. And so we have these experts who are really working on understanding how cancer cells work, how specialized immune cells work, so they can figure out how those specialized immune cells can be helped out to just go ahead and beat down and shut down the cancer cells. In a new study, a team of researchers from the Abramson Cancer Center of the University of Pennsylvania has investigated how to stimulate microphages to attack cancer cells. Let's look into more of what they came up with in just a few minutes.